Hello and welcome to Backdoor Cover. I'm Ross Bolin and I'm here with Dylan Sugary.
Hey, Billy.
And Dan Regester.
What's going on, Bill? Doing a little better from yesterday?
Not really.
No?
We'll see how the day goes. We're going to talk about sports, most notably the NBA playoffs. And then we're going to talk some NFL draft.
Nice.
It is nice, isn't it?
Nice.
But before we do, why don't you go check out Man Outfitters at manoutfitters.com and download the Man Outfitters app in the iTunes and Android stores. What is Man Outfitters, you might be asking? Well, I'm going to tell you. It's a menswear retailer. What are we now? A retailer?
It's an online retail store is what it is.
Okay. Well, we got the best menswear in the game. What we do is we go through all the shit out there in the world and get the best stuff.
It's not the shit.
Well, we look through all the shit, and from the shit, we pull the gold.
Yeah, we sift through the shit and find the gold.
And then we put it on manoutfitters.com so that you can purchase said gold at reasonable prices. And we have a discount code for you because you're a listener. That discount code is backdoor, one word, backdoor. You get 10% off your whole order. We've got brands like Patagonia, Southern Marsh, Cole Haan, Ruka, Sperry. We got Yeti Ramblers and coolers and all kinds of good shit for spring and summertime that's coming up. Great swimsuits.
Killer.
Great swimsuits.
The best.
Get on manoutfitters.com. Check out all the swimsuits. Summer is rapidly approaching. Buy your boyfriend or your dad or your uncle, maybe something. I don't know. Some of you have weird relationships with your uncles. Backdoor is the promo code. 10% off your whole order.
What the fuck was that?
Now let's move on to sports. All right. First, we're going to talk about the Rockets and the Thunder first because that's my forte.
You'd be proud of me. I actually did watch this game last night, Bill.
I feel bad for you then, because it was terrible. The whole series was really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I have never been more happy to see a series end than I am about this series because, one, so fucking sick of Russell Westbrook. Not just hearing about him and how he's the MVP and about every record that he's broken every night, but having to play against him is a living hell.
The guy's a blur on the court.
It's just exhausting to watch.
It is exhausting. It's emotionally exhausting. It's physically exhausting. I'm so glad it's over. Oklahoma City just not very good. And the way his style of play, it's been compared to Iverson over the past few days or whatever, but it's the perfect comparison.
It's nothing like Iverson, though.
But, okay, no, they don't play similarly.
No.
And that's not what I mean. I don't mean to compare their
games.
What
he means to his team is similar.
Yes. Right. Iverson was, he sucked all the air out of the room. He was an incredible player, but it was going to be really fucking tough for AI to win a championship based on his style of play. Similarly,
got us there.
Yeah, he did get to the finals once.
With Eric Snow at point guard.
But didn't win.
No.
Russell is similar in that he does suck all the air out of the room.
What do you mean? Okay, what do you mean by that, though? Because from my perspective, I'm watching a guy who's clearly, by a mile, the best player on his team.
Best right. player on the
who,
court,
by far,
best athlete at least.
I don't know how many scorers there are on Oklahoma City.
But you don't know because you'll never find out because they don't really have a chance.
They
now,
don't,
okay, here's the thing. They
and
have one other scorer.
When he's on the bench, they struggle.
They suck ass, yeah.
Okay.
No, they're not a good team. And they have one other scorer.
Doesn't he have to be as selfish as he is?
No. I don't think he has to, but here's the thing. He probably knew this season they're not going to do jack shit anyway.
Right.
He might as well
just
get his and see what the fuck he can do. You know what I mean? Like, but at the same time, Russ has always played like this. It's what got Kevin Durant frustrated and got him out of Oklahoma City. It's his style of play. It's just the way he plays, man. He's a fucking wrecking ball.
Goes 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Every day.
He's insane. And the thing is, if he just made a few adjustments, like small adjustments, like in the fourth quarter when you're gassed, stop jacking up threes.
I saw a statistic that last 2 minutes of the game, if the Thunder are in a six-point game, he's shooting 11% from behind the three-point range.
Dude.
And he has more turnovers than assists.
Yes. He's the worst closing statistics in the
NBA. Playoffs.
It's so bad.
But
because he refuses to admit to himself that he is tired and has to get other people involved in the last quarter of the game.
But the other teammates aren't involved the rest of the game, so they never get into like a rhythm.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I'm just saying, like, it's bizarre to watch a guy who's that talented and I mean, clearly unstoppable on the offensive side of the ball, struggle so much at the end of the game and just struggle with basic, like, teammate ideals. You know, I don't know.
Last night was weird, too. Like, I think they were down 6 or 7 with a minute left, and they just kind of gave up. There was nobody was really fouling.
I mean, the fucking series, it was over already. You're like, down 3-1, you got nobody on your team who can play basketball other than Russell Westbrook.
There's 12 seconds left. I think Russell steals the ball, gets an N1. They're down 4. He purposely misses the free throw, which I didn't understand at all, because if he makes the free throw, it's a one-point game with 12
it's
seconds
just
left.
Chaos.
Or a one-possession game.
Every one of these games devolved into that type of shit, where it was just like, what the fuck is going on
here?
How
did it get to this point?
Like, what is this? It was trash basketball, man. Like, so many turnovers, so many missed threes. The Rockets played one good game in the 5 games, and it was the first game when we blew them out by 31. We were pretty bad the rest of the time. Everybody shot like shit. Ryan Anderson was a fucking disaster. By the way, he makes $18 million this year, and he's been terrible in the playoffs so far. But all in all, it was just ugly basketball. It was a terrible series.
Who's the dude on the Thunder that went like 3 for 21 from free throw shooting free throws the whole series?
Oh, Roberson. Roberson is the guy we kept hacking. I did not know he was as bad as he is. He might be the worst free throw shooter in the league.
I saw a clip or highlight or something of the Rockets bench like actually laughing at him.
Dude, he's terrible. He's like worse than Dwight Howard, worse than DeAndre Jordan. Like,
and looks like he has a decent stroke too.
He's not
it's
that
weird.
Big of a dude. Like, he's not a center.
By the way, speaking of Andre Roberson, the reason they won one game at all is probably because of his 3-point shooting. He's typically a terrible 3-point shooter, so we were just leaving him wide open. Like, go ahead, dude, fucking shoot it. And he shot like 50%. From 3-point range. He shot like 11% from the free throw line.
Couldn't hit a single free throw.
He's
maybe
fucking
his range
terrible.
Was off.
He's fucking terrible. Anyway, good riddance to that series. This is probably the last day we'll have to hear about Russell Westbrook. Today is, what is it, Wednesday? There'll be a lot more Instagram posts, and there'll be a lot of chatter about his season today. And
he'll get his MVP award.
And he will win MVP after the season.
He is not going to win in Oklahoma City.
No, he's
not with the current setup. I would argue that he's not going to win unless he makes drastic changes to his game.
He's on the hook for another year in Oklahoma City, but he's leaving, right?
Who knows, man? The guy's
another year
a fucking
of this,
psycho.
And he's probably going to leave.
We also had an interesting back and forth here. You got to play the other one first, Beverly first. So Patrick Beverly, post game presser, was asked about him and Westbrook finally got into a little altercation in this game, which was the only redeeming thing that came from this entire series. And I was hoping for more of this, but they took until game 5. They finally get into an argument, and Russ and Pat are both asked about this altercation in their post-game pressers. Pat answered first, and here's what he had to say.
But now it shocked me because he said he looked up and said, "No one can guard me. I got 40 points." I'm like, "That's nice." He took 34 shots to get it. I mean, no, I'm not trying to bash anybody, but I mean, you know, men lie, women lie, but the numbers don't.
So what? First thing, Pat's chosen Patrick Beverly's wears this chain all the time, and it's the biggest, thickest, most ridiculous. It's I don't even think there's like diamonds or anything on it. It's just a gigantic fucking. It looks like a bike chain. What is that?
Like something he's locking his bicycle with.
I don't know. It's huge. It looks like it weighs quite a bit. It's probably not great for your back. All right, so he comments, he says that Westbrook was like, "Nobody can guard me. I've got 40 points." And that Pat's rebuttal was, "Yeah, it took you 38 shots to get there." This kind of sums up the whole series because it's like, I mean, okay.
If this is true, and he did make those comments during the game when they were down 3-1 and they were losing at the time, that's not the kind of mentality you want going down the stretch, is it? Oh, we might be playing like shit.
But look at my stats.
But look at me, man.
Yeah.
You can't hold me.
I don't know. I don't. I'm going to say that I love Patrick Beverly. Like, I've retweeted myself saying that I want to name my second-born son Patrick Beverly, my first and second-born sons Patrick Beverly, like 15 times in the last 5 games. I don't think Russ said that. I think Pat is a troll. He fucking hates Russ. And I think that...
You're just making this up?
I think it was probably a mix between what Russ says happened and what Pat says happened. Let's listen to what Russ says happened, and then we can get into it.
Russell, things got a little contentious between you and Patrick Beverly. Can you talk about, you know, kind of what happened there?
Oh, yeah. He was talking about he was first team all defense, but I didn't know what the hell he was talking about because I had 42 at the time. The series, you know, I don't know what he talking about. Maybe he was dreaming of some shit. I don't know. Sorry, excuse my cuss word, but I don't know what he was talking about. But I guess he wanted to be first team all defense or something. Maybe he was dreaming about it. I don't know.
So, first off, the real number that Pat should have thrown at him is that Russ shot like 20% when Patrick Beverly was actually guarding him. He got all of his points off switches. Pat is a good defender. He should make first team all defense. He probably won't. It'll probably be like second or third team. But these two fucking dudes, they're both crazy people, to be real. Like, Patrick Beverly is a lunatic, and so is Russell Westbrook. And who knows what version of this actually took place, but the fact that they were arguing at the end of Game 5 when the series is over about stats or first-team all-defense or whatever is ridiculous. We did get, if you see the footage, an incredible face out of Russell Westbrook during the altercation.
Like, yeah. No, I think he dropped, like, a yo mama, too.
Like, yeah, he dropped a
but it wasn't mom. It wasn't after the game. It was during the game, and like in the heat of the moment, you're shit talking, and like the guy's like you can't score me, you can't score me. It's like, oh dude, I have 40 points right now. Like,
yeah,
like I get that. It's not Westbrook being selfish, like not caring about whether they're winning or not. It's just like, yo, this dude's like in my face, he's in my grill. It's like, dude, you haven't stopped me all day. Like I have, 40
but like I said,
points.
Also just not true.
He wasn't matched up on him all day.
He didn't shoot well against Westbrook or against Beverly the whole series. I don't know, man. It's the Russ against the world mentality. The whole series revolved around it. Every conversation I've had in the past 2 weeks has revolved around it. I fucking can't take it anymore.
I would hate to play Beverly, though. Like, he's that guy.
Dude, for sure. He's one of those guys that if he's not on your team, you hate him more than anybody in the world. If he's on your team,
he's that guy in pickup basketball that's slapping the floor and, like, face guarding you from, like, the other three-point line.
Yeah, except he's doing that in the NBA, which is even more ridiculous. Like, at least it's funny in pickup basketball. You're like, Jesus, what's wrong with this guy? He's a nut. Let's move on to. Sure. Yeah. If you're not aware, Westbrook and Beverly have serious history. Then just Google it. We don't have time to explain.
Did Westbrook like tear his meniscus or something? Like because of Beverly.
Beverly went after a ball. You know. Google it. Clippers Jazz next series. Blake Griffin hurt his foot. His little footsie. He's done. His toe, I think. It's like a toe injury of some kind.
Isn't Gobert playing with like a broken foot?
Nah, he's all right, isn't he? I thought he got hurt and then he came. I don't know what his injury was, but he was out for a couple games. He's back now.
I feel like he's dragging his foot along like Tiny Tim.
There's a note up here that says the Clippers are ass as a franchise.
The Clippers are ass as a franchise. And it's sad because Chris Paul, I hate him. I do not. He is so annoying. Bitches constantly. Very anti-Chris Paul, but he's an unbelievable point guard, and it's just being completely wasted with the Clippers. They're never going to win anything. They're terrible. And they're owned by, what is the name of the Clippers owner?
Ballmer. Steve Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer's reactions last night as the Clippers unraveled down the stretch were so funny, man. Like, they would show, you know, somebody on the Jazz drain a three-pointer, and it would immediately pan over to Ballmer's face, and he just looked like he just found out everyone in his family had been murdered.
Is it just because the Clippers are the Clippers, and they just can't get over their name?
Yeah, it's a big part of it is like franchise tradition and culture. Like, they're soft, they're a bunch of like pretend tough guys. And they're all, it's a big part of it to me is like the Hollywood shit gets you.
Which, by the way, do you know what a Clipper is? I looked this up last night.
I've looked it up before, but I do not remember.
They, when they moved from Brooklyn, I think they were the Braves, to San Diego, a Clipper is a boat that is very prominent in San Diego. So they just kept the name when they moved from San Diego to LA.
Some boat.
I don't know.
What a ridiculous. See, that's trash. Even that's ass.
Right.
That's an ass mascot.
That is ass. But the Clippers are not good. Hopefully they lose this series. We're looking at pictures of a boat now.
Appears to be a sailboat of sort. Okay. Thanks, Micah.
I don't know. I don't have anything else to say about this series. Let's move on to Spurs Grizzlies. This has been the best series out of both sides of both conferences to me in the first round. I didn't think it was going to be as competitive as it has been. I thought the Spurs would have an easier time handling Memphis, but I'm glad they aren't.
Gives you time to rest.
Because we gotta play whoever wins this series next. And
how healthy is Tony Parker, by the way?
I can never tell.
He's just old.
He's old as
hell.
He's
had back problems all season, hadn't he?
He's been injured on and off for the last few seasons.
Jumping ahead here, but let's assume the Spurs win this series. How are you feeling about the matchup, Bill?
I mean, not great.
Really?
I don't think you ever feel good about playing the Spurs. I don't know how you possibly could. Popovich by himself, I feel like he could roll out there with like us three and two retarded kids
like a
and
CYO
get a win
squad?
And get a win out of a
really
game. Yeah. Like he's an unbelievable coach. And
What position are you playing if we're
I would probably
You're down low.
You're working the block.
You're 6'2", so
sure. Yeah. I'll just get the shit kicked out of me in the paint. No, I think that Popovich will find ways to cause serious problems for the Rockets offense, which is you know, that's all we've got. We only have one good side of the ball. So I don't know. I don't want to play the Spurs. I'm hoping Memphis can pull off some kind of insane upset here because I think we would crush Memphis. But
I think they're winning game six in the Grindhouse. But
I hope Spurs
take it in seven.
It's a tough place to play. And that's the one huge downside of getting into a series with Memphis is that you got to go play there. And they'll fuck you up at home. Kawhi Leonard's so good, man. I mean, there's not much to say about the guy because he's so quiet, but his style of play, and especially over the past couple games, I keep seeing people compare him to Jordan.
What?
Like to Michael Jordan with some of the shit that he's been doing. And as retarded as it is to, man, I'm saying the R word a lot.
That's two R words.
That's two. That's like, I got to put $5 in the retard tip jar.
If it's us three and two retards playing, what position are they? Are they like, put them on the, like small forward?
Like a power forward.
Small and powerful.
I'm telling you, that's up to Pop, you know?
Yeah, well, Pop will probably minimize their roles in the offense, if I'm being honest.
Pop will put those special people where they need to be.
But I bet they just grind it out on D, though.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, dude. They're strong.
It's all about effort on defense.
They're, like, freakishly strong.
That's true. Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're sorry. We love our mentally handicapped.
Yeah, we do. Kawhi Leonard is unbelievable. It's stupid to compare anybody to Jordan, but if you go back and watch highlights from the past couple games, he's had some moments where it was like, holy shit.
His style of play is probably the most reminiscent of Jordan of anyone.
Yes, it's very similar
in
some ways.
It is.
It really is. He obviously does not have the same type of personality that Jordan did.
Absolutely not.
But a lot of similar moves and shit. You could tell Kawhi obviously took some tips from Jordan's game.
Is he still living in like a tiny apartment with a roommate and like an 80, he's driving like an 87 Camry?
I don't think so. He might still have the car, I want to say, but I don't think he lives in like some shitty apartment or on anybody's couch. Or I love those athlete stories, by the way. The best one ever was Jeremy Lin. He was like living on somebody's couch, averaging 35 points over a 7-game stretch
for the Knicks.
And then he got paid so fucking much. He sucks. I will assume that the Spurs are going to win this series, and we have to go to some games in San Antonio during the next round.
Let's go.
Moving on to Warriors Trailblazers. That was terrible. That was absolutely awful. The Warriors finally got Durant back, and they scored 45 points in the first quarter in his first game back, which was game four.
It was
to
like
finish
72 in the first half.
To finish the sweep. Watching that first quarter was fucking wild, but and scary.
They scored 45 in the first quarter, yeah.
But and they were shooting like 78% or some shit. It was not cool, man.
That's
like,
what they can do, man.
It was the perfect. It caused all this. It kicked the conversation back up on Twitter of like, can anybody really beat these guys in a 7-game series? I mean, come on, this is absurd. Because you're watching them and. You know, I've watched a shitload of basketball over the past couple weeks with the playoffs being on. Nobody has anything close to the kind of firepower that these guys have. When you're looking down at their starting lineup and it's like Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson. Like, what? Just those four? It's an all-star team.
Iguodala off the bench.
Klay Thompson might be the second best 3-point shooter in the league, and he's the second best on his team.
Yeah, if you're going to call him, I mean, I think he would have a good chance beating Steph Curry in a 3-point competition.
The guy can shoot it.
And then they got they run Kevin Durant out there, who's arguably the best player in the league.
Probably didn't even need to play it in the series.
Ridiculous.
I saw a meme of Durant that said it was Kevin sitting on the bench with like a look super upset face, like just like,
oh, I saw this one,
and it said when you realize they didn't need you, they just needed you to not be on the Thunder.
Yeah. Which is very true.
They for sure do not need him at all, but also it's just, yeah, I mean, come on, he was on the Thunder for years. They would have handled the Thunder with Russ.
I also saw a picture
KD
the other day, and a lot of people forget that this happened, but at one point Harden, Westbrook, and Durant were on the same team.
And Ibaka.
And they couldn't win. Think about
they
that
they got
shit
to the finals.
They were super young.
Yeah, Harden hadn't really developed yet. Russ was even more unstable than he is now.
And they're playing LeBron James and Dwayne Wade in like the prime.
And they were, yeah, that's pretty much sums it up. They're playing against the Heat super team that
Right. Nobody
was going to beat those guys in a series. But yeah, it's I mean, Sam Presti and the Thunder drafted all those guys. They didn't trade for all these dudes and put together a super team. They drafted Durant, Westbrook, Ibaka, and Harden all separately. That's fucking nuts. And now they're all on different teams. The only guy they got left is Westbrook.
Who's probably leaving in like a year or two.
And is the most polarizing MVP ever. I don't know if anybody can beat the Warriors. They've got either Clippers or Jazz next. I can tell you neither one of those teams can beat the Warriors.
No.
There is no fucking chance in hell that either of those teams wins more than one game against the Warriors. I hope it's the Jazz just because the Clippers are unbearable. Like, I hope it's the Jazz that we get to at least see some more of, like, Rudy Gobert, and they've got the Jazz
Gordon
have, like,
Hayward.
An old-school basketball team.
Love Gordon Hayward.
They average, like, 85 points a game. Yeah, they've got a white guy that's good.
He's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really good.
I didn't expect him to be this good, if I'm being honest.
Gordon Hayward?
Out of Butler, yeah.
I didn't ever think about it.
He's a big too. He's like, he put on some muscle too.
Yeah, he got big.
Yeah.
No, he's got some size on him too.
Used to be a stick at Butler, but now he's fucking
beefcake. I like watching the Jazz play, and I historically Jazz Rockets, you're supposed to hate the Jazz. It's been hard. I like watching him play. But again, it's kind of everybody last year was like, nobody's going to beat the Warriors, and then somebody beat the Warriors after they were down 3-1. I don't think that's going to happen again, though.
No.
Moving on to the East, Bulls and Celtics has probably been the most interesting series in the East, if only because the Celtics are the number one seed, the Bulls are the 8th seed, the Celtics went down 0-2, the Bulls aren't supposed to be good at all. They suddenly turn it on. Isaiah Thomas, when he turns it on, is one of the funnest players in the league to watch.
He's so damn tiny.
Dude, he is really small.
So small.
Really small.
I don't understand. And he gets a lot of points in the paint, like taking it to the rack. How does he not just get like it shoved right back in his
angles,
face every
time? Angles, man. Angles. I don't understand it. There's several guys like him that you watch and you're like, how is he just not getting swatted?
Yeah.
Some
they should go like 10 rows into the stands.
Yeah, they figure it out. They figure out the angles. For Chicago, Dwayne Wade, it's hilarious how he'll go through a 6-minute stretch where you're like, holy shit, vintage D Wade, this is incredible. He's draining threes, like making fall away, you know, baseline jumpers. It's cool to see. And then the next game, he's terrible, like elderly Dwayne Wade. He just can't pick a fucking age to play under.
I mean, Rondo also fractured his finger, so he's out for the series.
Allegedly playing tonight.
Is he?
Yeah. With a broken hand or finger or whatever.
But he had a cast on last game.
He did. That's why it's funny. So he's going to try to come out and play with a broken digit and be the point guard, which, you know, they say that as a point guard, you handle the ball a lot. It's important to have full use of your hands.
Might be an issue.
Say that.
They do. They say that. Washington versus Atlanta. Oh my God, it's pretty boring. I don't know if I'm just more bored than most people because I've watched so many games. By the way, I've been fucking destroying betting on the NBA playoffs if you've been following me on Twitter. It's out of control. It's probably annoying if you don't gamble the amount that I'm tweeting about it, but I don't know. I'm just do well in the first round. Washington Atlanta sucks.
It's a good series.
It's 2-2. It's a good series if you're, you know, going on the numbers that they're tied, but there's not very many good players on either team. It's like John Wall and
Washington. Well, all right, so I picked Washington to win the East. Not great when you're tied with Dwight Howard in Atlanta, but I think they just get through the series, and I still think they're the biggest threat to the Cavs.
I agree with you, especially because the only other arguable real threat to the Cavs would be Toronto, and they are the Clippers of the East. And that seems like an unfair comparison, but they truly are. Toronto is in it every year.
No, I think they haven't.
They've been a top five seed every fucking year. They have so much talent.
Last two or three years. I feel like you got to give them a little bit more time. The Clippers have been like in the playoffs with Chris Paul for like the last 5 years.
I think Toronto has reached Clippers levels of softness and disappointment. They've lost every game one they've played in the playoffs. Every single one. They've had home court advantage and dropped game one. Every series. That's terrible. Like this, it's to the point where before game one this year, people were like, oh man, Toronto in game ones. Like, if it gets to that point where you have that much of a reputation, you should probably figure out how to make game one the most important game to your team. They still fucking lost game one.
Maybe Toronto needs to bring it as a fan base, you know?
They have an incredible fan base. What do they call it? Jurassic Park? There's like 20,000 people outside of the stadium.
Is that the most ridiculous mascot in sports? The Raptors?
The Raptor? It's a pretty sweet mascot.
It is, but like, what is there, like a lot of raptor fossils found in Toronto?
No, there's still living raptors there. They found a little colony of them, and they're doing well. Actually,
very very little known fact about Toronto, Canada, that there is a small colony of raptors.
Yeah, this was
there.
In the news in like the late '80s. I'm surprised you missed it, Dan.
They're doing well, Dylan.
Yeah,
says.
They're thriving.
They're doing pretty. They're doing. How are those raptors? They're doing well. You know.
Yeah.
They're full.
They feed them just like mature cows, cattle. They just release them in there, and they just go to town on them.
Clever girl, man. Jurassic Park's a good movie. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
That's exactly how you say it.
Yeah, that's how you say it. I love watching him play. The first couple games, I made money on Milwaukee, and then Toronto's fucked me up. I'm done betting on this series. It's too unpredictable. You never know which Toronto team is going to come out there. They're either good or they're bad.
Is that guy actually 7 feet tall?
He's got to be taller than that. His wingspan...
Can he dunk without jumping?
No. But his wing... I think if he tippy-toes...
He can touch rim.
If he tippy-toes, he can probably... Like a tennis ball,
throw
maybe?
It in. Yeah.
But...
It's insane.
Dude, he's unbelievable. People better pray to God that he doesn't figure out how to shoot the ball. Because if he does, it's over.
He's a young kid too, isn't he?
Yeah, he's like
he can't
22
drink.
Year old.
No, he can't drink. He's 20.
He's 20?
Yeah. Holy shit!
I think.
Yeah, he's gonna terrorize this league.
Fact check that, but
he's
20.
Very young, early 20s, and
he's 22. 22. Okay, he can't drink. My bad.
He's going to fuck people up. Also, cool accent. Where is he from? Is he Greek?
Greek.
He's a Greek freak.
Yeah.
Man, it's early in the morning, y'all. All right, scroll down, if you would, Micah. Cleveland, Indiana. That, fuck me. Did anybody enjoy watching this?
No. Next.
I mean, there's nothing to say. It's over. They got swept. Indiana's not good. Larry Bird, depressed.
Paul George is probably gone.
Paul George is a free agent in 2018. They're going to try to get him to sign an extension. He's probably not going to. I don't know why the fuck he would stay there. It's over.
It was the closest four-game sweep in NBA history. Total points decided were 16.
Yeah, not an impressive sweep.
But it was just a depressing meltdown every game for Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. They were right there every game, and they blew it every game. And this, similarly to the Rockets' gentleman sweep of Oklahoma City, Cleveland did not play very well. They didn't really impress anybody in this. It's just one of those series you got to get through and move on.
Sorry, one other thing. the most depressing thing to me in the playoffs is watching that Gatorade commercial with Paul George where he hits the game-winning shot, and yet in his career he's never hit a shot to tie or win a game under under 30 seconds. And he failed in all four games down the stretch.
How is that
commercial's going to run throughout the playoffs?
How is that even possible? He's like the go-to guy on that team.
I got a question. All right, so if y'all have been watching the commercial that Micah just referenced, this is a Gatorade commercial, you said? I think it's Gatorade. I think you're right. There's also a Mountain Dew commercial for Russell Westbrook where he's like, they say don't practice shots you don't shoot in the game, and it's like him and then it ends with him on a fucking dirt bike like flying through the air to dunk the ball that in a goal that's on fire or some shit. He's like, don't do they do you. Do we have to watch these commercials now that these teams are knocked out? Are they gonna keep playing this shit?
Probably.
They gotta call an audible, right?
It just seems like a poor marketing move. Like, oh cool, yeah, the guy that got knocked out in the first round, oh cool, Paul George, the dude who got swept. Yeah, I really want to go drink a Gatorade now. I feel like you got to change it up. And I'm just sick to death of those. I felt like they were getting their money's worth. Like, all right, Russ is going to get knocked out in the first round. We got to play this commercial.
Every three
commercials needs to be this commercial.
Well, as a as an exec for Gatorade, or who was the Russell
Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew. You have to have the foresight to understand that he might not advance past the first round.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to
see. Another option, or
yeah. It'll be interesting to see if they continue to run those commercials. I hope to God that they don't. Also,
maybe they have a Kawhi Leonard commercial set up.
That would be nice.
I mean, he spent some money on that kind of production value where he's dunking balls through hoops on fire.
But here's the thing. I love the concept of Mountain Dew being like, we got to get an NBA athlete to represent our, sugar pea drink. Mountain Dew? What? Nobody that's not a 6-year-old playing video games is drinking Mountain Dew.
I mean, LeBron's a Sprite guy.
Yeah, but Sprite's like...
It's Coke. It's Coca-Cola company.
Sprite's always been a player. Yeah.
Like Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
But is that Mountain Dew Pepsi?
I don't know. They need to move their asses back to like BMX and the X Games and stay the fuck over there.
We don't want you over here in the basketball
world, man. This is not where you belong. This is not your realm. Yes, Mountain Dew is owned by Pepsi. Confirmed.
Pepsi's just always second fiddle. That's all they'll ever be.
This is not a bad fiddle to be if you're going to be behind Coca-Cola.
No.
Wait, I thought... Whatever.
Coca-Cola does well.
Soda.
Yeah.
Fucking... All right. Enough NBA playoffs. Follow me on Twitter at WRBolin and follow us on Twitter at BackdoorCover and follow Dylan on Twitter at DShiver and follow Dan on Twitter at what?
Dan_Rejester.
My reasoning there was I want to plug my Twitter because I'm shooting out NBA picks every night. Just felt like it was only right to say everybody else's. Moving on to the NFL draft.
By the way, thanks for retweeting my Patty Mills tweet from two years ago.
So Patty Mills, real quickly, Patty Mills was on fire last night.
Yeah, I saw that.
And Patty Mills is one of those guys where it's like, you know for a fact that if he wasn't on the Spurs, you'd never hear about him. He'd be totally worthless. But because he's on the Spurs, he's like an intricate.
Pop found the perfect role for Patty Mills.
Yeah, and in the playoffs,
he just
like,
runs off these corner screens and drains three-pointers.
There's just games where you're like, oh, yeah.
Australian, I believe.
Patty Mills. Australian, yes. Yeah. And his name is Patty Mills, which in 2015, you made a Twitter joke that was, Patty Mills is not an NBA player. It's the name like your mom's best friend
or something
like
that. It's the name of your mom's best friend.
Because it's the whitest, most suburban... Like, suburban white mom name of all time. Like, oh, yeah, Patty Mills is coming over tonight. Yeah. We're gonna make cornbread.
Yeah, she, like, sells purses to her friends, you know? She's like a purse-selling party.
What's the name of that company that, Mary Kay? Is that it? The one where they sell...
Is that the makeup one?
You have all your friends come over for parties. Yeah. And you just come
Patty Mills
is, like, the number one Mary Kay salesman in her neighborhood.
Yeah, and she bakes cookies for everyone who shows up.
Yes.
She's part of book club.
She makes a hell of a casserole, too.
So every time Patty Mills, the NBA player, drains a shot, I think about that fucking tweet. And last night, I was like, I got to find this. So it took a little while to find.
I appreciate it, man.
It took a little while, but I got it back out there. And I just like the idea of people seeing a tweet from 2015 that's a joke about Patty Mills on their timeline. That's when you know you're following an obscure NBA guy. All right, NFL draft. The first round of the draft starts Thursday.
It's in Philly,
which I feel like makes it watchable for me.
Yeah.
because I just anything could happen in Philly.
Well, it could have been really lethal if we didn't have our first round pick, because we traded we traded our first round pick for the Carson Wentz pick to move up with the Browns. But thankfully, the Vikings gave us their first rounder for Sam Bradford. So shout out to the Vikings.
All right, is there a way we can rewind the podcast 20 seconds and just replay what just happened? Like, that was the most depressing sentence ever. Ever.
Trading a first rounder for Sam Bradford?
Even further back, the Browns were mentioned.
Well, we got our franchise Bradford. Quarterback.
Oh, my God.
Wentz is going to be good.
I am not an NFL draft guy. I will watch the first round up until the Texans pick, which we will blow on somebody that
Pat Mahomes
will never do anything.
Franchise guy.
I don't know if they're going to draft a quarterback, man. I don't know.
You're going to run with Savage?
I am hoping that Jay Cutler will come be our quarterback and we can get a full year of just nonstop drama and chaos.
If I'm a GM, I never draft a running back or quarterback in the first two rounds.
There's almost no point.
Running backs are a dime a dozen. Quarterbacks are so hit or miss.
You wouldn't spend the first rounder on Leonard Fournette or Dalvin Cook?
No, I just said that.
They're going to be good.
Because the next tier of running backs, they're
not a big
pretty
drop
much
off.
The same guy.
Yeah, it's not a big drop off.
Fournette is so physical and so good.
Hasn't he been hurt, though?
Yeah, but the
shelf lives are short for running backs.
Dude, think about it. Even like you guys, Adrian Peterson.
I mean,
what the fuck did he ever do?
Spent your fourth overall pick on Ezekiel Elliott, and I mean, look what happened.
No, it turned out very great, but also that's an incredible offense, and the offensive line is amazing.
Right.
And yeah.
You take the next tier of running back, and you put him. The drop off is not that much.
I don't think anybody.
Ezekiel Elliott's amazing. Don't get me wrong.
Right. He is.
It's just not worth the first round.
Everybody knows that you could plug in. Who's like a decent?
No, I mean the year before, who was your running back?
Who's like a decent running back? Like I'm trying to think
Cowboys,
of like a
Cowboys year before. Your running back?
Well, look what happened to your boy who went from the Cowboys to the Eagles and was shit.
Well, DeMarco Murray,
dude, he was still good.
Well, I mean,
he was one of the best fantasy running backs.
Which
is the only thing.
But
I know.
I mean, he's doing a lot better in Tennessee. It's just our offensive line was garbage.
Oh wait,
yeah,
he did good in Tennessee.
Yeah, he's not
in Philadelphia. He was awful.
Okay. Sorry. But no, I mean, you could plug anybody. I could run behind the Cowboys offensive line.
No, that's not true.
I could get 62 and a touchdown.
I could get
two fumbles.
I could get, if you gave me 30 carries, I could get 20 yards.
I could get 62. 30 carries.
I could get 20. But I would probably lose a limb.
But I'll be in the hospital for a long time after that.
I might die on the field, but I'm getting 20 yards with 30 carries.
Yeah.
Behind the Cowboys offensive line.
Dime a dozen in the NFL, telling you. That's why they don't get paid very much either.
The draft is shit, though, man. It's the stupidest excuse for guys who love sports to drink on a weekday.
It's so fun.
Thursday night.
I just
prime time.
Forgot that's tomorrow. I'm excited for it.
Who has the number one pick?
Cleveland.
The Browns, obviously. Yeah.
Just every
they're
year
taking,
it's Cleveland?
They're taking the freak from A&M, probably Miles Garrett.
They're going Miles Garrett.
Cleveland gets the first pick every year.
Do they have three first-round picks?
Something like that.
I think they have one. 12.
I saw some chatter on Twitter. They're trying to trade up to get that quarterback Trubisky. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Who's he? Where is he?
He's from North Carolina. Mitch Trubisky.
The Browns.
He's from the area, so he's a hometown hero.
Oh, good. That'll help.
Yeah. Maybe he actually wants to play for the Browns. I don't know.
If you're sitting there and the Browns are like trying to trade up to get you, are you thinking, do I suck? Am I gonna? The Browns think I'm good.
It's a serious. All right, the NFL more than any other league, it's a legitimate problem if you're being drafted by a shit franchise because, I mean, dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
You do not want to go play for the Cleveland Browns. They are not good. They have a terrible front office. They make bad decisions. They're not going
to
win.
Quarterbacks go there to die.
They have a baseball guy running their franchise now. The guy from the Mets.
They're bad. If it's a legitimate issue. I mean, I think you got to do the Eli Manning thing and be like, "Fuck you, I'm not coming there.
Like, I will not suit up for your team."
Yes, I think. Why don't more people do that? There's no way I'm going to Cleveland.
That was a ballsy move he did, by the way. That was awesome.
Fuck yeah, dude! You know where was it that he didn't want to go?
San Diego.
I don't know why you wouldn't want to go to San Diego.
I would have gone to San Diego, but
because it's not a city that supports their sports.
Well,
at all.
They no longer have a football franchise, so
there you go.
Yeah.
You want to go to a big market.
He did see that coming.
He saw them going to L.A.
We got a note here that says Chris Berman is out. Berman's not doing the draft?
No, I mean, Berman's kind of retired, good. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Not a Berman guy.
I hate Berman. I don't miss him.
I call the Home Run Derby, and that's it. That's
I don't know. I grew
want.
Up on Berman.
That's
I like
enough.
Berman.
Even the Home Run Derby.
The Swami. Prime get time.
I can just tell Berman's the type of guy who, like, he does things in his off time that I don't approve of.
I mean, who else is going to say nobody circles the wagons with the Buffalo Bills?
Literally anyone.
I'm excited to see Mel Kiper on my TV screen, though.
He
love
is
me
fun.
Some Kiper.
I do enjoy Mel Kiper. That is he is he. I do.
He is
I
all
wish,
drafts all the time.
I wish there was more Mel Kiper that didn't involve the NFL draft because
what
I
does
don't,
he do besides the NFL draft?
He goes back to his cave.
Yeah,
it's awesome. What a gig that guy has.
He has a radio show.
He picks at his hair with an afro pick.
He does have a hell of a slick.
No, he actually takes the entire year to perfect his hair for the draft.
Do you know his wife cuts his hair?
No way.
Yeah. Wow. He also. Do you know he also eats? He's a psychopath. And he eats a pumpkin pie for breakfast every morning.
Mel Kiper?
What? A pumpkin pie every
That's
morning.
Weird.
Dude, yeah.
Like a mini
Mel Kiper
pumpkin
has
pie.
For sure.
On that note, people who eat the same thing like for like every day for like a specific meal, just weird.
And I mean,
I respect the move though because it simplifies everything.
I kind of get it if you're like on a health kick. And
oh
you're
well,
just
yeah.
Trying to get like more fit, but he's eating just a straight pumpkin pie. Every
oh morning. Yeah, I want to clarify. I meant like if you're eating healthy meals and you meal prep or whatever. But no, I have no idea why he's eating pumpkin pie every morning.
Doesn't That's Saban do something similar, like a Little Debbie or something?
Like a small child.
Yeah, that too.
He just eats the soul of children.
Anytime I hear pumpkin pie, it reminds me of. You pumpkin pie haircutted freak from Dumb and Dumber. But yeah, Mel Kiper is fantastic. I really like him. And I like how frustrated he gets.
With McShay?
Yeah. He's just like, you son of a bitch. I know so much more than you and you're in here talking. No,
he
this
just
is, this is my life.
He's got the young gun coming for his job.
Right.
Just can't appreciate that.
Anything else about the NFL draft we want to touch on? Who's going number one?
Miles Garrett.
Out of A&M.
Oh, yeah. He's the...
Man, I saw footage of him doing something at the Combine or some
jumping.
Shit, and I was like, I don't want to fight him. He's big.
Did you beef with him or something? Why are y'all going to fight?
No, I'm just saying he'd be way down my list of people I'd want
to
fight.
What I do want to talk about, though, is Joshua Dobbs is starting to get play right now, like 2 weeks before the draft.
Who's that?
He's a quarterback out of Tennessee. You'll remember him for kind of being terrible. At Tennessee.
Okay.
And now they're talking about him being a like a third or fourth round pick.
Why does this happen?
I don't know. He's like an engineer at Tennessee or something. Like very smart dude.
This is exactly why I don't give a shit about the NFL draft, because we end up talking about some guy like Joshua Dobbs, who gets drafted in the fourth round. We spent all this time looking at his face and watching him get picked and fucking hyping him up and watching his highlights from college, which is like one good pass and a bunch of interceptions. And then we never hear about him again for the rest of his life because he doesn't do shit.
The thing is, I think after last year with Dak Prescott, people are just trying to force somebody to be like that, the next Dak Prescott, you know?
So they want to...
That's not a thing.
No, so they're pushing... say something I probably shouldn't.
What?
No, nothing. I can't.
Oh, damn.
I get in trouble.
That sucks.
The PC people will come at me.
Major League Baseball has begun.
What's up?
The Astros are doing quite well.
Phillies.
Dan's wearing his Phillies cap.
Are the Phillies doing well?
Yeah. I mean, what I expected. Like 500 baseball.
So not really.
I mean, the whole league right now is kind of 500.
All right. This is funny, though, that Jeb Bush and Derek Jeter are going to own the Marlins.
Love that.
Jeb Bush and Jeter?
Yeah.
How did that partnership even come to pass?
Jeb Bush. I mean, the Bushes are baseball guys.
Do they? Are they? I know the Bushes are baseball guys.
They used to own the Rangers.
Strong family ties to Major League Baseball and the Rangers. And I've seen the movie W. It's a really good movie, by the way, if you haven't seen it.
Jeb, former governor of Florida.
Former presidential candidate. Please clap. And then
low energy.
And then Derek Jeter, future Hall of Famer, guy who got Hannah Jeter pregnant. What was her name?
Hannah Davis.
What was her?
She might be the hottest woman on the planet.
Yeah.
By the way,
I mean, you got to give Jeter a lot of credit. He's a good looking dude, but he turned Yankees shortstop into. There's not a lot of guys who are up there in the same realm of Playboy as he is. In the history of sports. There's not a lot.
I'd argue there's nobody who has the quality to his name.
My
that
favorite
Jeter has.
My favorite is when they
the names he's gone through. It's
they run the baseball graphic every now and then on ESPN of like his dating diamond. And it just goes through like what every celebrity he dated would play, like what position.
That's a terrible, terrible, terrible graphic. I don't think they can put that up anymore. People would get too angry. It's sexist.
Oh, here we go. Let's just run through the names, like, because you know them.
Jesus. Jessica Alba at center field.
They need
Jessica
to take Mariah
Beal
Carey
at right
off of
field. Mariah Carey in left field. Yeah, she's bump her she's, ass I mean, off of there. There's got to be somebody better.
Carey in her prime, for the most part, right?
I mean,
no,
dude,
she's never
been
an attractive person.
This is what's crazy.
That's not true.
We're talking about a streak in which this is over like a 15-year span, 20-year span, where Mariah Carey was worthy of a starting spot in the outfield. And Tyra Banks was the designated hitter. Neither one of those women would even crack the fucking lineup now. They'd be sent down to the minors.
All right, you got to think of it.
ScarJo, Adriana Lima. I don't know who Jordana Brewster is, but I assume she's really attractive.
She's probably insanely hot.
Vanessa Milano?
Manila.
You know these names.
Manila.
Manila? Oh, Manila.
Hannah Davis is pitching.
Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly.
Minka Kelly is the catcher.
Like, although she has cankles, she's still very hot.
Catcher. She's catching.
She has cankles.
I find that to be insulting.
She has Hall of Fame cankles.
I am triggered by the fact that she's the catcher. Catch this. Yeah, okay.
She catches.
But no, I don't think anybody's ever had the quality. Jeter's run through more Victoria's Secret models and Sports Illustrated models and movie stars than anybody ever. It's incredible.
Who else is up there?
And he
Leo?
Settled on the hottest one of all of them, Hannah Davis.
I mean, we're talking athletes only.
Okay.
And I think you're looking at it doesn't happen as much anymore. It's like old school dudes like Joe Namath, Broadway Joe's the best example of like he used to just bring chicks to the locker room and shit.
Well,
like,
Wilt Chamberlain has the most under his belt.
What do you say?
He claims
15,000.
He claims 10,000.
20,000?
20?
Yeah, Wilt is like there might be something wrong with him.
Well, when I read his autobiography, and
the fact that he's dead might be part of what's wrong.
I remember when he was playing with the Harlem Globetrotters. There was a chapter about that when he was traveling in Europe, and like women would just come up to him, like after, like during games, after games, and just like three at a time.
Yeah, there's a lot of stories about NBA guys back in the day, like how they'd get back to their hotel rooms, and their mailbox slot would just be filled with women's phone numbers, and they'd just pick from it. Like at random, like Magic Johnson would like take out three or four and call him up and have an orgy in his room, and now he's got AIDS, and that's how that goes down.
Damn. HIV.
Yeah actually, he doesn't have anything now. He's
the healthiest guy,
a regular rich guy again. Like he just apparently wouldn't even test positive for HIV, which is crazy. Speaking of which, congratulations to noted repeat guest Mia Khalifa on not having HIV.
Yeah, good
widely
pick.
Reported internet viral rumor. That she did was very false.
She is, in fact, HIV-free.
We were able to confirm this and break that news to the world.
And the Washington Capitals moved on, so.
And the Caps did move on.
So things are looking up. She owes me I think y'all might be getting one, too, a T-shirt.
Yeah, I want the DM slide tee.
She's holding out on us.
Anyway, there's nothing else to say about baseball. NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is retiring at the end of the season. He's been a driver for 18 years, and a note here says that he's been the most popular driver for 14. I don't know why the other four he wasn't the most popular, but he wasn't. Not a NASCAR guy, but I know Dale.
Yeah, I know Dale. Went out doing what he loved.
Yeah.
Junior's not doing the same.
What a pussy. Don't you have to lay it all out? You got to leave.
I think you got to die on the track, right?
You got to leave it on the track like your dad did, man.
What, right. Just like don't strap in and just go no seatbelt.
You can't retire.
You got to cause. You go out in a ball of fire.
It's funny. I call it a seatbelt. It's like a 5-point harness. You're not getting out of that thing.
You got to go out like the Pope.
Enough time has passed where we can all laugh about the death of Dale Earnhardt.
there's plenty of time.
Jesus.
Anyway,
I don't think we have a whole lot of three supporters that listen to our podcast. Anyway.
Probably not. I bet there's some. NASCAR, it's crazy. Is it still the biggest spectator sport in the world?
Live spectator
call it a sport.
Yeah, I mean,
it's fucking driving a car.
There's only 200,000 people.
Yeah, 200,000 people.
But let's be real. It's mostly white trash.
Have you been to one?
No, I heard it's incredible.
I went to one, this is probably 10 years ago, at Texas Motor Speedway.
Infield?
No, I don't even think they have an infield. Anyway,
I don't know.
It's BYOB. it's first of all, you can't even talk to the person next to you when they're running. The cars are running. It's so loud in there. You have to yell. It's like being in a club, basically. It's fun, but if I never went to another one again, I'd be totally okay with that.
I've heard that it's very, very fun.
So many people, 200,000.
It's crazy how many people love this shit. But like I said, it's mostly white trash. There's some regular, you know, people mixed in there.
A lot of people park the RVs though in like the middle. And they just kind of like sit on top, bring their keg up.
A lot of people who have done meth at one time or another love this shit. I don't know why. I think it's because it requires like so few brain cells to process. It's cars going in a circle. Have you ever tried to watch an entire NASCAR race?
Oh, absolutely not.
Why in the name on I'm talking about on TV. It is unbearably boring. People who are like, man, golf is a boring sport to watch on TV. It's way more boring than golf.
Yeah.
If you're sitting there rooting for a wreck, it's not a sport.
One thing that's cool that you can do there, though, if you have headphones, you can like tune into there are certain channels, and you can listen to the pit crew, and that's pretty cool.
That's cool if you're at the race.
Yeah.
It's not cool if I'm at home on my couch doing meth.
Well, that's true.
Plus how, like, you have to do crank to make this shit exciting. You do. Otherwise, you have to be tweaking your balls off in order to find it entertaining that somebody's driving in a circle.
And the spectators get most excited when there's a wreck. Like, everyone will stand up. If there's a wreck, everyone will stand up and, like, point to it and get everyone else's attention.
Like, look at the wreck.
Oh, shit.
Point to make sure everybody else sees the ball of fire.
Yeah, I hope no shrapnel comes into the crowd and kills somebody.
Fucking tire flies over and just bounces off some dude's skull. I don't know. I don't understand it. It's a shame that Dale Jr.'s retiring, though. Man. Gonna miss Dale Jr. on the track.
He didn't have a fantastic career though, did he?
Didn't he never win like a point championship?
Come on, Dale.
Fuck if I know, man.
Your name's Earnhardt.
Fuck
bro.
If I know.
Letting daddy down.
It's a goddamn shame. Maybe there's still time. Maybe he decides to make the right choice and swerve into
make a right turn.
Swerve into what? Oncoming traffic? What are you gonna say here?
Swerve into the other cars. On the track. Okay, we have a hotline. It is called the Backdoor Cover Hotline. The number is 800-392-6.
He just goes the wrong way down on the track. He's an oncoming
traffic.
The
mental image of him now feeling the pressure because of us to commit suicide on the track. 800-392-6344 is our hotline. You can call it. Express the anger that you feel about us joking about Dale Jr. Give us a take, ask us a question, talk about sports. 800-392-6344. Here's the first call from this week.
Hey, guys. This is Ryan from Missouri. Usually depressed Missouri fan. Not that depressed right now. Driving up to my vacation house in Omaha, Nebraska. And I have a question because I'm rock fucking hard right now, all right? I've got a huge boner, all right? I'm harder than diamonds. Dipped in liquid nitrogen because I haven't had a bone gone in like, 18 weeks? Something like that. So when the fuck are we bringing back the fucking bone gone? That's what I need to know because I need to get the fuck off. I'm polluting money because I don't have J-Bone lock of the fucking week. Get your shit together, guys. Bring back J-Bone. Alright? Bye.
First of all, did this guy say he's going to a vacation home in Omaha, Nebraska? Who has a vacation home in Omaha, Nebraska?
Was he said he's from Detroit.
Like, what's a... Like, what, did you go to the water park there or something? Like,
must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Vacation home. Humble bragging motherfucker.
You couldn't be farther from the beach, literally.
Must be nice. Yeah, what do you do at that vacation home?
Mountains to speak of.
You have corn mazes?
I just smacked myself in the face with my microphone.
This guy has an erection.
Please don't call and tell us about your erection.
No, please do.
Here's the thing. You're not going to get off at least till college football season.
There is no fucking way we're bringing back the bone zone until at least...
college football season.
At least college football season.
But this kid
season.
Needs to get off.
Because the thing is, Jared doesn't know anything about other sports.
Or college football.
Or college football.
Okay, he didn't know shit about college football.
But he especially doesn't know basketball, hockey,
He literally baseball. Doesn't even know how gambling lines work. And he did not place a single winning wager.
And he was making, yeah.
And people, for whatever reason, want the fucking bone zone back.
Can you imagine, like, people out there who actually followed his bets?
Can you imagine being a guy who claims to be rock hard and can't get released until he hears the Bone Zone?
He said he's harder than a diamond dipped in liquid nitrogen or
yeah.
something.
Yeah.
That's hard.
That's very hard. I think that's as hard as you can.
You can't get
he's
harder.
He could be shattered.
Actually, does the liquid nitrogen make it more vulnerable?
To shattering?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. Ask this guy and his hard penis. Do we have any other phone calls?
Yeah, let's go on.
Here's another one.
What up, Backdoor Cover? Ross, I keep checking your Twitter, and I see that you keep, quote, making all this money from all these playoff games. I'm just curious, how much money have you made from these playoff games? It seems like you're rolling deep in all this cash, but the world really wants to know, how much money have you made up to date? Another question for you guys. I was just curious, what's your most viral piece that you've ever written for, like, TFM or Peach or anything like that? Yeah, shout out to Reese. Reese, I hope you're still alive, dude. You're the legend of the podcast, and I kind of miss your suicidal calls. Please call in, dude. Peace.
I miss Reese, too. I mean, if we're being real about it. But
by the way, I did see a tweet from Reese as recent as this morning, so the guy is still alive.
He's alive,
which is good. But I do miss Reese, too.
Yeah, remember back in the day when we got our first Reese phone call, how fucking hilarious that was?
Yeah.
We were just like, wow, this guy's going to kill himself. But he's still alive.
He's got Tom Herman now. He's got some hope.
He was depressed after Texas beat Notre Dame. Like he saw the season coming. He saw the collapse.
Everyone else was saying Texas was like a top 10 team, and then he was just like, nah.
You got to hand it to Reese. He was not fooled by that shit.
No.
Not in the least
Maybe
bit.
The only person on the planet.
I'm not going to tell you exactly how much money I made because that's weird.
Is the government going to come sniffing around? And
I've always wondered that. Like if I tweet enough about illegally gambling, is eventually somebody going to come be like, hey, man, cut it out? It'd be like if I tweeted about like selling coke every day.
Yeah,
like,
I wondered that too.
I'm moving all this cocaine. It's crazy.
I'm moving so much coke.
Like is eventually somebody going to is somebody going to catch on to that and be like, hey, man, you can't sell coke? I don't know. It just feels anyway. I don't think sports gambling is illegal. It's like weed. We're just not there yet in some areas. It'll get legalized here in Texas at some point in the next 10, 15 years, and I'm going to probably smoke weed sometimes because it should be legal. I'm going to gamble sometimes because it should be legal.
I think they're just going to come after you to get those taxes.
Well, they would be very disappointed if they did because I don't have any money to give them. And look, I've crushed the first round of the NBA playoffs. I've probably gone like, let's just 43-14. Let's say that's my record over the past 2 weeks. I'm going to lose it. It's not like I'm stacking paper over here that's going to stick in my bank account and I'm going to go buy cool shit with it. Like, I'm going to lose all of this money. And football season will roll around and I'll get crushed. March Madness will be back and I'll get crushed. This isn't a long-term viable fucking financial plan. I'm just
Never
doing
is.
It for fun. You know what I'm saying?
Peaks and valleys.
We got any more phone calls from... We got one more. Here it is.
Wait, he asked about most viral piece, too.
I'm sorry. Yeah, go for it.
The one, mine is... it was a news piece, actually.
Mexico suicide.
Which I could say was a column. Yeah, it was the Mexico suicide story. The story about the guy who was depressed, and he decided to travel to Mexico to buy drugs there, basically, to off himself.
And hookers. Yeah, he was going
to
commit suicide.
While he was there, he decided to just spend a lot of money on cocaine and hookers. And he did that for about a week. Basically, just orgies and cocaine nonstop. And then he said, you know what? I'm going to keep living my life.
He found the will to live.
And I don't know how many people viewed that story, but it was...
Millions.
It was in the millions. Yeah, it went crazy.
What was the headline?
Guy goes to Mexico to kill himself, spends a week doing... I'm going to botch this. Oh, the headline went viral, too. You've seen it on
like
your...
Just
like, fuck Jerry. He got fuck Jerry 100 times.
Yeah.
Guy goes to Mexico to kill himself, spends a week doing cocaine and hookers, decides to keep living. Something like that.
Yeah, that was pretty insane how many people fucking read that. I think mine was Stop CrossFit on PGP. I'm not positive, but if it wasn't, it's my favorite one that's ever gone viral. That got the CrossFit community pretty riled up.
Very polarizing.
Yeah.
Some thought it was hilarious.
Which
some
usually,
CrossFitters thought it was hilarious.
Usually that's a key ingredient in going viral. If you can get some people on your side while pissing off another group and they go at each other,
they get
shared a bunch. And
yeah, you want to make people angry.
That's a good formula for viral.
I think my favorite piece that I've written that's done pretty well is Bring Back Bullion.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think I compared the persecution of bullies to 1940s Japanese Americans.
See, that's not exactly polarizing. That just pisses a lot of people off.
Right.
I don't know why. It doesn't seem... I don't understand. I don't see how anybody can find that to be offensive.
I can't either.
I see the distinct similarities between the persecution of bullies now in the present day and Japanese Americans in the World War II era.
Right.
But that's just me. I have a good eye for these things. Here's the last call that we have.
You know who it is, blood. It's your boy DJ Crime Dog, about to hit him where I hurt. One for my reals, Lamar Odom and James Harden and Boss Rolling a little too, I suppose. Check it. Got a lot of money in your bank account, but no damn time to rinse your monkey out? Bath towels. Gotta wash them, that a fact, girl. Now you got all-stars fixing a hurl. Thought you had a fragrance, what's the call? Oh, to Chloe and sweaty balls. Tristan need a Tic Tac to give you a head, but that in-ring back stink between your legs. No wonder Lamar been roasting rocks. Had to numb his shit just from munching box. Shouts to the beer because he ran when he could. Stand to spend another minute with your doo-doo puss. Hey, that one called Chloe Stank, fam. Honestly, I just want to say doo-doo puss out loud. No beef intended. It's just a very funny situation to me. Someone cop Tristan. It's a new sled on Man's Outfitters. He deserves something. Or I'm out. It's the dog. You know where I'd be. Over and out.
I just don't know how we got to where we are today.
He never ceases to amaze.
I just don't know.
Sound effects.
I just don't understand.
He's great, man.
But I love it. I love the Crime Dog on Twitter. DJ Crime Dog.
He tweets just like he raps, basically, which is
a lot of barking.
Really funny.
A lot of barking.
A lot of audible arfs.
Yeah.
We need him to just get a... Mike just needs to record him doing all of our promos.
So that we don't have to do it anymore. No.
In a higher, you know, audio quality. Just
throw him some Man Outfitter gift cards.
The Crime Dog. He's the new... Holy shit. Speaking of rappers that bark, did you see the footage of DMX recently?
No. All right,
so they had a Rough Riders... This is sports related. They had a Rough Riders like reunion concert where all the Rough Riders rappers came and performed, and DMX was the closing act, so he comes out last. And it was at the Barclays Center in New Jersey, or Brooklyn, rather. He's obliterated. Like, DMX is so fucked up on God knows what he does these days. I don't know if could have been just booze, could have been other shit mixed in. He's been known to have some crack now and again. You can't even understand him. He starts singing Phil Collins at one point. He's not making any fucking sense. He eventually just gets like shuffled off the stage. It was really, really sad. You can find the footage on Twitter. But he is a mess.
Maybe he thought he was Phil Collins. He was that messed up.
That is cool. I would like to do a drug that makes me think I'm Phil Collins.
That's sad, man.
Yeah, he's.
I used to jam DMX way back in the day.
He was the man. He was great. He was seriously. He was actually talented. And now he's just this washed, fucking old.
He's an old guy.
Fucked up dude.
He's like 50,
close to 50 or something now. Yeah,
for sure. All right, that's all I've got. Any other?
We've shouts.
Any other brain busters?
Nah, man.
Dude, shouts to Kevin Durant being back and healthy.
Why?
I don't know. I really like him still.
I went to, so he played basketball here in Austin at UT. I went to a game his freshman year. This was one of the first games, and they were playing some like scrub team. And this was like his second or third game. And I was sitting really close to the visiting bench, and there's two kids sitting in front of me. They're with the other team, so they're fans of, I don't know, UT Arlington, for example, a team like that. And they go, this is the kid that's supposed to be like a first-round draft pick. He's like skinny and he's like gangly and like uncoordinated.
He was so gangly.
I was like, that's just pretty funny to look back on.
Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah, he turned out all right.
Yeah, he's okay.
Lost to Taj Gibson and Swaggy P in the round of 32 that year.
Yeah.
Wow.
USC team.
Yeah, I remember being disappointed that UT didn't go further with him. But I, it's tough when, like, he was the only guy.
Did that team? No, that team had LaMarcus A, right?
No.
No.
Aldridge was there the year before, I believe.
Okay.
If they had had them at the same time.
If he stuck around, a sophomore LaMarcus Aldridge and a freshman Kevin Durant.
Oh,
they also had, like, maybe DJ Augustine on the team who spent a minute in the NBA.
Like
TJ Ford? He's still in the
league. TJ Ford was way, no, TJ Ford was way before that. He went to the Final Four, and they lost to Syracuse and Carmelo Anthony.
Oh, shouts to Lou Williams. All right, so the Rockets have Lou Williams now. By the way, he probably saved us in two games of this series. You know the Drake song from Views, I believe, where he keeps saying, like I'm Lou Will? It's like the whole song. I think it's called Six Man, and it's because Lou Williams was the sixth man
of
the Toronto Raptors.
I think that's another album, though.
Whatever. Yeah. Don't care. So I finally looked up. There's a line where he's like, two girls and they get along like I'm Lou Will. And I was like, what the hell? So I looked up this line. And it's because Lou Williams, I don't know if it's currently, but he was dating.
Yeah.
He had two girlfriends that were cool with this shit. Like, they went everywhere together. Like, him and two, like, music video models were in a relationship as a threesome. So that's where that line came from. And now I have the utmost respect for Lou Williams as a human being.
Micah, can we get a little clip of that song in here, maybe? Like a little 10-second clip?
Yeah, we can get 10 seconds of that line.
What's the album? It's like, if you're reading this, it's too late. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was one.
I think that Six Man is on that one.
Okay. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, Lou Williams, no longer with the Raptors, but...
Former Sixer, too.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I didn't realize how long he's been in the league.
For a
minute. He's a vet.
Yeah.
Also, a very crafty scorer still. And a guy who's just getting it on the reg, apparently.
If you're reading this, it's too late. That's the album.
Okay, cool. Yeah, shouts to Lou Williams. Dan, you got any shouts? You want to drop any?
Yeah, shouts to my hometown. Holding it down for the draft.
Philly?
Yeah, Philly.
Good luck to Philly hosting the NFL draft.
Hopefully they bring it. I want to hear the boo birds out.
Well, I mean, they'll
every
be out.
Every pick needs to be booed.
They'll be out. I hope I hope Philly boos their own draft pick.
Like Donovan.
That's it, man. Follow us on Twitter at @BackdoorCover. Enjoy the NBA playoffs, the NFL draft, the Major League Baseball season that's going on. We got the NHL playoffs round two.
Not
starting
tonight.
Up.
Not, I think tomorrow, right?
Is it? I thought it was today.
No,
tomorrow?
It's tomorrow.
Whatever. Soon. We need to have Mia back to talk more hockey at some point. I don't know anything about hockey. Man, I bet on two hockey games and got my fucking shit handed
to me.
Wasn't it both
Blackhawk games, though?
Yeah, we talked about this
shit.
Yeah,
you shit hammered? Is that you said?
No, I got my shit handed to me.
Oh.
I got my shit pushed in.
I got my shit hammered in.
Yeah. That's it. Goodbye.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, my friend.